This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It's time to chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge today, and we head back to California to catch up with Joby Gutierrez. Joby, welcome back onto the podcast. It's great to catch up.
Hey, Brad, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
Joby, we haven't spoken about nutrition and the way you approach things from a nutrition point of view at all. Tell me a little bit about your sort of nutrition philosophy. How do you approach things just generally?
So in general, and I know this is a hot topic because everybody has a different take on it, but I guess I'll start by saying everybody's nutrition is individual, and you have to do what works for you. For me, I eat a lot. I take in a lot of food, and I'm just talking on a day-to-day basis. But what I do is I try to, I don't overly monitor what I eat, but I can pretty confidently say I'm at about a 40-30-30 split. So about 40% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fat. Now, as my volume ramps up, my carbs will come up a little bit more. So it'll go up to, depending on the phase of training I'm in, it'll go up to about 50%. And then my carbs and protein will come down a little bit. And that's what I do on a day-to-day basis. And so in terms of volume of calories, number of calories, obviously during certain phases of training, I'm eating less total volume of food, but it's still typically that split, that 40-30-30 split. And then, and so that's on a day-to-day basis. And within training, I'm not a big eater on the bike or the run in my training. And so I can typically, I can go out and do a 4 hour, 5 hour ride with very, very minimal calories. I'll have my hydration, but I won't really have many calories. And especially if I'm not pushing, a lot of intervals and I'm just keeping it aerobic, and I'm training my body to be very efficient. And I know that I'm pretty efficient, and that's within training. Same thing on the run. I'm not taking in a lot of calories on the run, very, very few calories. But what I do on race day is completely different. On race day, I feed myself, I'm at about 380 to 390 calories per hour on the bike. And most of that is in the form of carbohydrates. And it, for me, it feels like an instant boost. Like I always feel like the wattage is so much easier to push on race day than it is in training. And not that I'm trying to hold race wattage in training, but just that perspective of, this feels comfortable. You have the taper, you're rested. So I'm eating a lot in racing. I'm trying to maximize my caloric intake so that I'm not running out of fuel on the run. And I think because I've trained to be efficient through my training, my body handles those carbohydrates fairly well. It's like this octane boost on race day, and that typically worked well for me in my training.
Is that something you've experimented with a lot, or has it come fairly easily to you?
I think I have experimented with it. So for a while I had done I tried to take that efficiency that I have developed on the bike and the run and apply that to racing, where I'm trying to race with a lower amount of calories. And that just, I got pretty good results with it, but it just wasn't, it wasn't for me. It wasn't my potential. And so what I found is by training with limited calories. And when I say limited calories, I'm not trying to starve myself or anything. I'm just taking in what I need. If I feel like my body needs something, I'll take in calories. And but it typically is fairly low on the calorie side in terms of when compared to racing. But I found that if I take in more calories on racing, that really helps me to get the most out of myself. And with testing, it's confirmed, you know, like for example, at Ironman Arizona, I knew through the testing that I had done, I knew that in order for me to push the wattage that I pushed, I needed to consume about 360 calories per hour, 360 calories of carbohydrates per hour to not go into a deficit by the time I got to the run. And so it became a very calculated thing. So I know exactly what I'm taking in and how that correlates to the wattage that I'm pushing for race day.
What's the biggest nutrition mistake you've made and what have you learned from it?
Oh, biggest nutrition mistake was at Ironman Texas a number of years ago. This was back before the course went onto the flat, fairly flat. I mean, it's always been fairly flat, but back in, I think, 2016, I forget the year, but I got off of the bike and I started the run and I was struggling, like not just tired like you are in an Ironman run, but I was struggling and I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to take in food, taking calories. Nothing is helping. And I'm thinking, what in the hell happened? Like, why am I struggling so much? And I'm going through like the wattage I push, I'm going through everything and nothing is adding up. And I'm thinking, why am I struggling so much? And even after the fact, I'm looking at all the variables. And then I thought, at the time, my bike was with Tri-Bike Transport and I just handed it to them and they were going to transport it back to my hometown. And I thought the only thing I can think of is I didn't eat enough. And keep in mind, this is my like 14th, 15th race. And so it's not my first time racing. And I knew exactly how many calories I had in my storage and my extra compartment in the back. And I thought, I'm anxious to get my bike back because then I can do the math, figure out how much I took in, how much is left to determine how many calories I took in. So I got my bike back and then it hit me. I was like, are you kidding me? How did I make this mistake? So I ended up taking in about 150 calories per hour on the bike, which for me is not enough. And I had all of my extra nutrition, which wasn't supposed to be extra. It was stuff that I was supposed to take in. And I'm thinking, okay, this was a stupid mistake. Like this was 100% preventable, but what allowed that mistake to happen is I was fidgeting with my watch was off. My bike computer was off. It was picking up random power from random people. And so that kind of preoccupied my head and I got out of my headspace in the race and I just forgot to eat. I hydrated well, but I didn't eat. And so that was a good reminder that to myself and everybody that I work with is no matter how many times that you've raced, you need to remember that nutrition is key and you can't just not pay attention to it. It has to be intentional. It has to be, you have to have a plan going into it. So I would say that was my biggest mistake in a race.
Awesome. Joby, as far as the sort of second half of the marathon where all bets are off and weird things start happening, how do you approach from a nutrition point of view there? Is that still part of the plan or do you just take in what you can, what'll stay down at that point in the race?
Yeah, at that point, you know, everything is the setup. I look at the races, everything is a setup for the second half of your run. You know, if you've done all the things, if you've done most things right up to that point, you're going to be able to get through with kind of a survival tactic. And for me, I don't have a plan of what I'm going to take in. I mean, I used to have a plan, but that plan always went out the door. and so there's times where I'm taking oranges. There's times I'm grabbing pretzels. There's times that I'm taking Oreo cookies that like it works, you know, it's whatever my stomach is going to handle. Because at that point, my stomach is, you know, I can't take in a lot because my stomach is kind of on edge. You're ready to be done with the race. And, you know, for me, sometimes it's Coke. There's been times where just Coke has gotten me through the last, you know, 10, 15 miles of the race. And then there's sometimes it's solids. And, the one lesson I learned is you can't shove a handful of pretzels in your mouth without anything to wash it down with, because it can get real ugly. So, yeah, for me, it's just survival at that point. It's just whatever looks good, whatever looks appetizing. And that seems to work fairly well.
Awesome. Joby, as always, was great to catch up. Thank you very much for your time. If you want to find out more about Joby and what he does, check out fcendurance.com. I'll pop the link in the show notes as well. And best of luck in the build up to Kona this year. I know you're looking forward to it, obviously not going last year and what happened in 2017. And we look forward to following your progress.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Brad. I really appreciate the time.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.